crypto lending deposits fell 37% to $79 billion. While AVI hit record users and $1 trillion in loans, deposits across major crypto lending protocols have declined from $125 billion to $79 billion, according to Artemis data shared by Woo Blockchain on March 15, 2026. That is a 37% drawdown that, on the surface, looks like a lending crisis. Underneath the dollar figure, the picture is different. The dollar number shrank, the user number didn't, the $46 billion decline in lending deposits tracks closely with the broader crypto market correction. BTC sits at $79.52 as of March 15, 2026, while ETH trades at $2,087, down significantly from its late 2024 highs. The Fear and Greed Index reads 31 fear. When the assets backing deposits lose 20-40% of their value, the deposit totals follow, even if no one actually withdrew. This is confirmed by on-chain data. ETH deposits in DeFi protocols climbed from 22.6 million to 25.3 million ETH between late 2025 and early March 2026, an increase of roughly $5.3 billion in notional terms at the time, even as ETH's price fell 21% during that same window. More Ether entered lending pools. The dollar value just shrank faster than the inflows grew. Aave, the dominant lending protocol with 62.8% market share, crossed $1 trillion in cumulative loan originations this month. It holds $27.29 billion in TVL and generated $83.3 million in monthly fees. Its monthly active users hit a record $155,000 in February. The protocol is originating more loans to more users than ever. The deposits funding those loans are just worth less in dollar terms. Where the money actually went, not all of the decline is price erosion. Some capital did leave. CFI Lending, the centralized counterpart to protocols like Aave and Compound, has been contracting since 2022. BlockFi, Celsius, and Voyager wiped out billions in deposits during 2022-2023. The surviving CFI lenders, including the recently troubled BlockFi's, which suspended withdrawals in February 2026 after $75 million in losses, have not rebuilt that trust. The CFI lending market currently accounts for roughly $11.2 billion in outstanding borrows, down 68% from its $34.8 billion peak. That structural shrinkage explains a significant portion of the headline decline. Capital that left CFI lending did not return. Some of it migrated to DeFi. Some of it left the lending sector entirely, rotating into staking, liquid restaking, or simply holding stablecoins. Compound, the second largest DeFi lending protocol, maintains $2.08 billion in TVL. Morpho, the newer efficiency-focused protocol, has grown rapidly but from a smaller base. The lending sector's concentration in Aave has intensified. One protocol now controls nearly two-thirds of all decentralized lending activity. Liquidation risk is actually lower one metric that argues against panic. On-chain liquidation exposure dropped to just $53 million for positions within 20% of current prices, an 84% decline from the $340 million exposure seen in February 2025. Borrowers have deleveraged. The positions that remain are better collateralized. This matters because the 2022 lending collapse was driven by cascading liquidations, where falling prices triggered margin calls, which triggered forced selling, which pushed prices lower. The current lending market, while smaller in dollar terms, is structurally healthier. Borrowers carry less leverage. Liquidation buffers are wider. For self-custody options and DeFi-native card users who keep assets in protocols like Aave while spending through cards, this reduced liquidation risk is directly relevant. A borrower using staked ETH as collateral to fund a crypto card balance is less likely to face a surprise liquidation today than at any point in the past 18 months. What Artemis is actually measuring? The $125 billion peak likely includes both CFI and DeFi lending deposits measured at their dollar-denominated high, when BTC was above $100,000 and ETH was above $3,500. The $79 billion figure reflects current dollar values of the same or similar asset pools. The gap between those numbers is mostly the market correction, with a secondary component of actual capital outflows from CFI platforms that failed or lost credibility. Artemis tracks protocol-level fundamentals across DeFi, and the data is directionally consistent with DeFi Llama metrics, showing total DeFi TVL at $97.6 billion as of March 10. Lending protocols represent roughly 28% of that total. The framing matters. Lending deposits fell 37% reads like a bank run. Lending deposits fell 37% because the assets in them lost 37% of their value, while actual deposits in ETH terms grew reads like a market correction working as expected.